Zog de Gemara daf ein dalad omit beis. The second line. Vahatoichen. Omer apopa. Haiman de poris silke. If someone cuts into small pieces, silke, which are selek or beets, chai mishum toichen. You chai because of toichen. Now, silke is a raw vegetable, raw beet. You chai mishum toichen because you grind it into very small pieces. So Tosis points out, dafka be silke shaych trina. Dafka by silke, which is not edible, raw, so the trina makes it edible, dafka be silke shaych trina. Ava shaar oichlin shogi, but other oichlin which are edible, so then when you grind it small, you're not chai mishum toichen. That's what Tosis shita is. The Rosh, on the other hand, learns that even if you can eat it without trina, you're also chai mishum toichen. And that's how we pass in the Shinchof Aleph, Yud Beis, that anything, any food item that you cut into very, very small pieces, you're chai mishum toichen. Now, what's the gather of very small? That's debatable. What's called small? It's a relative word. Take a cucumber, cut into small pieces, also looks small. So that's, the question is, what's called small? So if you use a utensil, kli miyuchad, you don't have to use utensils that make tiny pieces, that's for sure considered toichen. The Rama says, Chiddush, that if you're toichen and you eat it right away, the Rama over there, then it's not called toichen. Just like beurer has a heter when you eat it right away, it's not called beurer. It's the word is derech achilosoi. Something that's derech achilosoi takes away many some of the problems we see by beurer. So the Rama says, who'd in by toichen? The kliyam yuchad lekach might be different. That's different. That might be different. But me. Unless you oichel miyad, maybe oichel miyad. By Bury, we know Kli doesn't help. Kli makes it us, even by miyad. I mean, by Bury, there's a tzad that even psalis b'tach oichel, if it's derech achilosa, it's also muta. That means while you're eating. So while you're eating, see what I'm inside, while you're eating is a gedit that's more kuladik. Zog de Gemara, Omer Abinasha, Haiman de solid silta. You take wood, and you make eitzim dakim, twigs out of it, in order to create firewood. So chayim shum toichen. You chayim shum toichen. Small little twigs is toichen. Omer Rav Ashi, ikopid amishchaso. If you makpid on the size, on the midah, chayim shum mechatech. Then you chayim mechatech, because you want a specific size that you're making. So that's called mechatech. Now, even on wood it's called mechatech. Mechatech means anytime you makpid on the midah, it's mechatech. That's why when you have tissues, you can't cut it on the exact place where you're supposed to tear. You mechatech that exact place that you want. B'mokim covered abrius, you do it b'dafka not on that place, so it's not mechatech for that reason. Rav Moshe writes in Shuvas, a can of soda that you open, if you throw it right in the garbage, so it's not a nasias kli, it goes right in the garbage. But the point that Gabi mechatech, he says, you're not makpid on the how much the can opens up. The can, you know, sometimes you open up the can halfway, three quarters, sometimes all the way. So that's not called mechatech, even though you're going on that midah. Because you're not makbid on the midah. V'halosh v'ha'oifa. If someone needs and he bakes, he's chayev. Omer ha'popa shovek tan didon bishul samonim. Why are we jumping and leaving out bishul samonim, which took place in the Mishkan? The have a Mishkan. V'nokat oifa. Why are you jumping to oifa? Zog de gemara. Tan didon sidur de pas noket. Sidur de pas is easier to be misader. It's easier to remember. We were misader the Mishnah, so we took oifa instead of bishul, even though in the Mishkan was samonim, and it's easy to remember the yud aleph sidur de pas. Omer avacha barav vira, haiman de shodi sichto laatuno. You take a yated, a peg, and you throw it into the oven. Yichai mishum evashel. It's called cooking. Zog de mara pshita. Why is it different than any item you put into the oven? Zog de mara maru temi. You might think. My intent is to harden the peg. And bishul means softening. Kamash melon, the mir perofi, it first gets softened. First the moisture is extracted, v'hoda komet, and then it turns hard. So the vart is, Rashi says, that ripui is called bishul. Ripui is called bishul. And without making something soft, that's not called bishul. That's Shitas Rashi. And the Chiddush is that it's mirpi first and then it's komet. The Rambam learns that bishul is not just making something soft. The bishul is even making something hard. It's changing the state that it was in prior to putting it into the fire. If it was hard, you make it soft. If it was soft, you make it hard. That's also called the Maisa Bishul. Yeah, what were you asking? You're saying a hard-boiled egg, you're making from soft into hard. That's be'etzim bishul, I hear. That's a ma'aseh bishul. You're right, you're changing it, you're making it edible. In Echonami, soft, you're making it hard. Now, but the point is, the Rambam is talking about even not oichlin, like we say over here, a yater, a peg. So the extraction of the moisture, that's being mevashalit, that's rafi. But it's first rafi, then it's mevashal.
What are you putting your peg in the oven for?
Why is he doing it? I don't know. He's a builder and he wants to have a hard peg. I guess he needs it. Hachona, different questions he's asking. Maybe he needs it for Shabbos, whatever he needs it for. Zok de Gemara. Omar Abba Babachana. Now the Chiddush is also, it's Ropi Bahadur Komet, that means you don't need a Dova Hamiskayim. If the Ikam Alach is the Ropi, and it's Hadur Komet, that means it's not Niskayim to be Ropi, it's also considered a Chiddush Din in this Melacha. I mean, every time you cook water, it's like that. It's Hadur, after the water is cooked, it turns back into regular uncooked water. So by Bishul, we have a Chiddush that it doesn't have to be Niskayim Be'etzim. Sok de Gemara, Omar Rabbe Baba Huna, He cooks kufra, which is pitch. What's the chiddush? Of course, why not? You might think came in the hodol v'ikushe. It turns hard afterwards. So it's not called bishul. Komash melon, it's bishul. So here we see in this Gemara that clearly. That Maritem became the Hodav Ikushe, it turns hard, so maybe it's not called Bishul. Kamash Falon, no. At the time, and it was soft, that's called Bishul. Omar Rova. Oh, so before we see Rova, the Gemara that says Maritem, Lishure Monikom Chavin. The Havin was that your intent was to harden. So the question that's asked, the Lechem Mishnah asked on the Rambam, according to the Rambam, anything that you change, so what's the Gemara's kasha? Ma'aretem l'shugei mona kamechavin. When you take the peg, you put it into the fire, yechai mishu mevashel, Zogmar poshut, Zogmar no, you might think it's yimechavin to harden it. Kamashalon, no, it's first soft and then hard. According to the Rambam, hardening is also called bishul. Explains the Lechem Mishnah, the Kong to Rashi is very good, this pshat, but that's the Shakvatai in the Gemara. According to the Rambam, he says that since it's already hard, so that would not be considered changing a status from soft to hard, because it's a hard before you started it. So in the Shruy Kamechavim, someone that's already hard, so that would not be called Bishul, even according to the Rambam. Zok de Gemara. Omar Rova, Hay Manda Ovid Chavito. If someone makes a barrel, Chayim Shum Sheva Chatois, he chayv seven different Chatois with one Maisa. It includes many different things that you're doing, the process of making the barrel. And Rashi explains what the seven chatois are. Number one, Zog Rashi, Dima Masro, Sheva chatois. Zog Rashi, first of all, Chavita Shalcheres, the earthenware, Chavis. Yechayv Sheva chatois. Rashi, Dima Masro, Sheva chatois is eight lines before it gets wide. Number one, Toichen Haregovim. You're grinding the big chunks of earth, Vesheichkon Hodek, and you make them grounded, that's Toichen. Uboirer, and you separate the tsuiris, the gasos, the big stones that you don't want part of this process of making the earthenware barrel. Mitoichen reishtaim, that's the second chatas yechayvon. The Taz and the Daik from here, we see boirer is even not by food items, because here we're talking about earth. Umeakidon, benapo, and you sift it. That's the third melacha. Umegabalatit, and then you knead it. The hainulosh. Umemarech atit, and then you smooth it. When you make the shape of the barrel, that it should be smooth. And then you put it into the oven. So that's called mevashel. So that's considered seven different chatois. Dr. Rashi, what about when you dig the earth and you uproot it from the ground in order to make the earthenware barrel? He says, no. That's not called choifa, because ein etzorich el lafora, very geschmack. Meloch shen tzich legufa. I don't need the ditch in the ground. It's ein tzich legufa. So mele, it's taka, gonna be potter because of choifa. Now we said before, choifa guma in the house is mekalkel. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you're not chayev because mekalkel. Rabbi Yehuda only says it in the soda. We even know it's mesakin because it's charisha, but in it's lafar. That's machlokes of Shem Rabbi Yehuda. Zog de Gemara. Now let's say tanura, meaning after you put it into the kifshon, you now place it into the tanur. You want it to be another layer of strengthening this earthenware barrel. Then chayv shem shmoyne chatois. Then you chayv because of makabe patish. Gmar malachtoi. That's called makabe patish. I'm making a mistake. I'm sorry. If you make a tanur, not if you take this barrel and put it in the tanur. If you make a tanur, then you have all of the above plus the makabe patish because it needs this additional thing of la'achash et sofer bekifshon tochalef tfelosh shi'av. He added an additional layer, and that's called Gmar Melachtoi. By Chovez Zog Dvashi, there is no Makabe Patish, because it happens Me'eleo, this Maisa, this Gmar Melacha. So that's not called the Makabe Patish. Zog the Gemara, Omer Abai Haiman, the Ovat Chalso, if you make a basket made out of reeds, Zog Dvashi, Kaver Shal Konim, Chayv Achaz Eschei Chatois, 11 Chatois, and Rashi Nu made 11. Number one is zoymer, meaning you're pruning when you take the kanim, the reeds off the tree. You're pruning the reeds, and yichaimishim koitzer, like we said, if it's tzorich. Number one, you're strengthening the rest of the bush, the kanim, and number two, you are being chayv koitzer because you need the kanim. And mishum noiteya, osram yachad, when you gather together, it's ma'amer. Bira yofos, you separate the good ones, the bad ones you take out is boyer. Hechlikon, you smooth it memachik. Osan dakis, you make them small pieces. So that's toichen. You make two out of one. Chotchon b'mido, specific sizes, is mechatech. Hesich, hashesi, you did the meloch of shteba tenirin. The shesi, you stretch, it's mesich. Orag, you weave, is achas amalav, achas amato, kidel amido, it's called shteba tenirin. Orag, in the etzem maisarigis, oireg. Chotach l'acharigoso, kidel ashvoisom, is makabe patish. So that is the 11 different chatois yichayev for making this reed basket. V'yichayte lepumei. And if you sew on a rim, chayev shloshtri chatois, another two. Why another two? Zog Rashi, toife v'koysher. Because after the tefira, after the sewing, you have to be koysher and tie it to. U'mishim boina leka, why is it l'chia boina? Neither by chovez, nor by tana, nor by kaveres. The ain binyan b'kelim. Boina you don't have by kelim. Tosis argues and he says that's only when you return an existing utensil. But when you create a utensil from scratch, then avada yesh binyan bekelim. Rashi says you don't count afshota because ain afshota ba'or. Akoponim, these are either the 11 different chatois that could be chayev or 13. By making this basket of reeds and being chay to lepuma in addition. Zog de gemorre ha-goizes ha-tzemer v'ham-labno. First wide line. Omer Rabba Bachana, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. If you spin wool while it's on the animal, on Shabbos, Yechayev, Sholosh Chatois, three Chatois. What are the three Chatois? Achaz Mishum Goizes, if you're going to shear the wool after you spin it, it's Goizes. Achaz Mishum Menapets. Menapets means you're combing and taking out all the knots in the wool. Achaz Mishum Toive, and you're spinning it. Rav Kahana Omar, Ein Derech Gziza Bekach. That's not called Gziza. And the Goyin explains in Bi'ah Agra is because if your goizes, if you shear after you spun, that's not the regular way of shearing. Because the regular way is first you shear and then you spin. You don't spin before gziza. So mele, it's ein derech gziza bekach. Ve'ein derech menapetz bekach. It's not done on the animal. Ve'ein derech tovi bekach. It's not spinning. It's not done. Frag mo v'loy, it's not done. V'otanyi mishmederim nechemya. Shotu be'izim. V'tovi be'izim. In the Melech Samishkan, they were able to do it even on the goats itself. Alma tviya gabe behema, shmo tviya. So we see it is called the mice of spinning. And for the Gemara, chochmi yisera shiny. Over there it's chochmi yisera. Over there they were able to do it. That was special chochmi yisera. Chacham lev. So that's not a raya to us. For us it's taka, it's called kalach hayad. For we're taka potter. Chochmi yisera. It says in the pasuk, kol isha chachmas lev. But a regular person is kalach hayad, and it's botla daitom. says, you have to know for them themselves, for them, they would take a chachmele, for them it would be regular.
If someone plucks a feather from a bird,
and you cut it, and you pull out the hairs, the three chatois. One is for toilesh, which is koitzer. Now, there is a machlokes rishonim over here. Rashi on the Rif says, it's dafka when the bird is alive. Because the whole vart in koitzer is, dova migiduloi. It's still alive. But after the bird is dead, so it's not called koitzer, because it's not giving life to it. There's no chiyus to it. Other rishonim learn, no, that even after chiburoi, even after misasa, it's taking away from makam chiburoi. It doesn't have to be makam chiyusai. Chiburoi is also called koitzer. It's relevant to the Meister in Halacha. In the Mishabur and Shin Mem, says both instances will be called koitzer, even after it's dead, because you're taking it from makam chibur. Not just the makam chiyusai, the yanika,
the makam gidl.
Zog the Gemara. Now, if you cut it, it's koitem. And if you murder it, if you pull out the hairs, it's you murder it. Now, the av melacha for pulling the feather is goizis. And the plucking the hair is, the Gemara is going to say, is memachik. Vom Reb Shimon ben Lokish. Hatoilish chai mishum goizis. What are the three hatois?
When you pluck the feather, it's goizis.
Koitem chai mishum mechatech. When you koitem, when you cut it, that's mechatech. And memarit, what's memarit? What's pulling out the hairs? Chayev mishum memachik. You're smoothing. The av melach is called memachik, that you're smoothing the surface, the hides, the skin.
Zog the Gemara, hakoisho v'hamatir. If you tie and you untie,
zog the Gemara, kshir b'mishkan echehavi. Where did they tie in the mishkan? Where was their ma'aseh kshir that you chayev? Omarova, shken koishin b'yaseidos oyalim. They tie down with the pegs the oyalim. They take pegs in the ground, it's Yisaydus HaMishkan, and they koish the arius.
So there was a clear melacha of tying down the arius.
Zog the Gemara, how koish amlas lahatihu? That's not a kesher shel kayoma. That was, the Mishkan was constructed and taken down and then constructed again. So it's a kesher that's not going to remain. It's amlas lahatir. Whenever the Anani called COVID told them to travel, they untied. So it wasn't kayoma bichlal. You didn't know when you're going to have to travel. In Chanami, Zog Rashi, it's not a Kesha Kayoma. It's not Chayev. Elom Abaya, where was the Kshir in the Mishkan? Shken Orge Yerios, the ones that wove the Yerios. Shenifska Lehanima, if one of the threads got severed, Koshin Oisoi, you tie that Nima itself. And that's a Maisa Kshir Shal Kayoma. Omele Rove Tiratza Kosher. So he answered Kosher. Mater Maikel Meimar. What about Mater? So I don't know why the Gemara doesn't say that the matter is legabe the irias of the oilim. The only problem we had with the irias of the oilim that it's kosher manas lahatir, so it's not considered keshak yoma. But matir, we could have stuck to what we said before, legabe the hatora of the kesher of the yisaydus of the oilim. But the Gemara remains a kasha. What about matir? V'chitema di misrami leitrechute kitri bahadi adodi. If let's say. If there were two knots, one next to another, shogi chad v'kot echad, they untied one of them. And by mati, you don't need amanas likshar. Tosfos Nine Gimel brought it sad that you don't need amanas like by moich amanas lichtoiv.
Tosfos over there brings another day too. Rabbi Nechanan argues that you do need mat amanas likshar.
Zog the Gemara weiter, if that's the case of the two knots untying one next to another. Hashlim melech bosav adome noisim kain. Lifin melech macham lochem kodesh boch oisim kain. It's not nice to suddenly have this gap when you untied this kesha, which was kofel shishu, which was a wide thread.
Elom arov vitem rabbi loish kain tzadi chilozin kosher matirin. When they trapped the chilozin, they were kosher and matir.
Sometimes, Rashi explains, they had nets that were tied together, and sometimes you had to untie it in order to create a bigger net. So you untie it in order to add another net to the original net. So that's called koishu matir. Over there, there was a kshira and a hatorah.
When they made these nets to trap the chilozin for the dyes.
So the last Gemara about Tefesh, they tefiras, if you sew two tefiras. Fact the Gemara of Alekaima, two tefiras are not going to last. You take a needle and you sew in and out. It's not going to remain. So how are you chaymish from Tefesh? Omer Rabbi Achana, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Vushe Koishron. That means you take a knot at the end of the tefira and you make sure it stays in place. Now the question is, are you chaymish from Tefesh, amish from Koishron? Or no, this kshira doesn't have to be shel kayoma. If it's shel kayoma, chamishim kosher. This kshira is only to prevent the tefira from opening up. So it doesn't have to be a kesh shel kayoma. It's enough for a kesh she'en shel kayoma to be chamishim toifer between the after the kshira, where the tefira is. You only need a kesh shel kayoma to be chamishim kosher. Here we chamishim toifer, so the tefira is miskayim because there's a kesh next to it. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid. Hakarei Amanas Litvar.